Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch, in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have another film about a female android falling in love with her owner. This one is played by Megan Fox, and she gets jealous and attacks the owner's wife. Of course, that's crazy. Female androids wouldn't be conscious. It's just propaganda to try and convince men not to develop such technology in the first place. We need to make a movie where the loverbot wins and lives happily ever after with a man. But that would be a horror film ending for all the women watching it. Moving on, the US dollar used to be backed by gold, and today it's backed by the US military. And soon it won't be backed by either, because the military is backed by a money printer, and if the dollar loses its value, then there goes the military. Not to mention the Navy is currently mothballing ships because young men have decided it's not worth it fighting for a country that hates them, or because they're being told to go into battle by this individual. Number three, a single mom was charged for letting her 14-year-old babysit siblings so she could work. This was perfectly fine 35 years ago. It's been going on since the beginning of time, and now it's considered illegal. A couple of hundred years ago, 14-year-old females were becoming mothers, and today they need supervision. This is what happens when you have a government bureaucracy destroying everything. Child abuse is letting your 10-year-old walk to school alone these days. Up next, continuing with this theme, kids aren't old enough to get tattoos or babysit other kids, but they're old enough to get their junk cut off and change their so-called genders. The West has gone completely bananas. Number 5, NASA had to relabel their penis sleeve for urinating astronauts in spacesuits from small, medium, and large to large, gigantic, and humongous, because astronauts would choose the large and it would keep on falling off. No man wants to be humiliated for being too small in front of his space colleagues. But in America, fast food companies do the complete opposite, with supersized fries becoming large and medium becoming small to get people to eat more. Moving on, ever since Trudeau took power in Canada, many types of crime have doubled or tripled. This is what his legacy will be: running the country into the ground while wearing fancy gay socks. Seriously, what were they expecting when you have mass migration with little to no criminal background checks? Trudeau's dad would be so proud of him. He's about to come in fourth place in the next election. All this, but at least we have legal weed. Am I right? Number 7, this woman says she would never go through a hoe phase because she's someone's daughter, future wife, and future mom. Don't fall for it, guys. She's just trying to trick you. Women these days can get as much anonymous D as they want off of dating apps, and the men they marry and their family and friends don't even know about it. Ronald Reagan used to say, trust but verify. You can't even verify how many partners a woman has thanks to the internet these days. Up next, speaking of dating apps, a Tinder survey shows that women named Karen are getting fewer matches on their dating apps. Looks like nature is finally healing. But I wouldn't be worried about women named Karen acting like Karens, because if they do, then people would mock them even more. But it makes you wonder if the Karens on dating sites will behave like Karens and complain about being looked over. I don't think so. They might get 10% less matches, but that's still 100% more matches than many men on dating sites. Number 9, if you could only bring back two of them, which ones would they be? I choose Hendrix because I've never heard anyone play the guitar like that before. And I'd also chose Beethoven and bring him back with his hearing to get his opinion on today's music. Someone in the comments said that they would bring Tupac back twice so they could have 4-pack. I changed my mind. I'd bring back Cobain and Lennon so that Cobain could actually know who to aim the boomstick at for a change. Moving on, meet the new Hawk 2 doll. But it fails because they could have at least made her so that when you press the stomach, she spits out. It doesn't matter though. I'm sure that there are plenty of guys that will Hawk 2 all over that doll's face with their schwing schwangs. But didn't her 15 minutes of fame end an hour ago now? apparently not, as her Talk To YouTube channel is starting to take off. Number 11, OnlyFans is proof that women don't mind being objectified as long as they're being paid for it. Women just don't want to be objectified by men they don't find attractive. And I guess it's Sim's fault for paying for something that you can get for free. Remember, female victimhood equals objectification for free, and female empowerment equals objectification for money. Up next, the London woman who married herself last year is now bored, and so she files for divorce. Translation, woman who pulled a publicity stunt for attention pulls another stunt for attention again. She also got so much work on her face that she now looks like a male in disguise. I hope she'll abort herself too when she gets pregnant. But it's funny because even when they marry themselves, they want to leave themselves. Also, who gets the pet and pays the alimony? Number 13, a Chinese zoo admits that their pandas were just painted dogs after receiving a backlash from visitors. But I say please respect the trans pandas, after all, they're the goodest boys. China is well known for its cheap imitations, but this takes it to another level, where it's so bad it's actually good. A cow goes moo, and this panda goes woof. This is what happens when you order pandas from Temu. At least the Chinese aren't eating them. Moving on, some black pillars say that boys who respect women are mostly single. Of course. And so are guys who understand women. I'm also not sure it's respect because it could just be fear of a weaponized legal system against men. It can take some trial and error to know exactly how disrespectful to be with them. Turns out, it's quite a lot, and it's exhausting being that abusive if it's not in your character. Number 15, this woman is happy hanging out with her boyfriend's group because she'll never have a group like this on her own. She says guys are friends from childhood, and girls just aren't like that. True. Women understand each other and they hate one another. She is just another woman invading a male space, and his friends need to kick him out until she stops hanging around with them. She's also probably smiling because she got lifetime male friends to fight each other. I wonder how long before she smashes one of his friends. Up next, Jesse says that if she hits him, it's for his own good. You won't believe the stuff that men are willing to tolerate for sex these days. Someone please save him. He seems to be suffering from battered simp syndrome. Then again, he probably took this pic after being smacked around, thinking that he was going to look cool. But remember, if you hit her, she'll have you arrested. Number 17, Riley Reed explains why she stopped making spicy content with male co-stars. It's because her man didn't want to kiss her when she got home from work. Gee, I wonder why. But at least he put his foot down and she honored his wishes. At least he's not a total simp. All he's gonna taste now are other women's flesh-flavored tacos on her lips. Then again, she probably didn't stop doing boy-girl scenes for him. It was probably their dog that didn't want to kiss her anymore. Moving on, rumors are swirling that Kamala is being influenced by a Russian agent. Maybe that's why she's laughing and giggling all the time. Now that's some real Russian collusion right there. It would be a lot funnier if it was an actual Russian brand of vodka. But then the joke would fly over most Americans' heads. Then again, whose cocaine did they really find in the White House? But Kamala is sober compared to the real booze hound, Nancy Pelosi. Number 19, this LA school counselor is accused of having a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old student. You know it's getting desperate out there when better-looking teachers are starting to have sex with their students. I think many of us really went to high school at the wrong time. If it was today, we could do our business with our teachers and guidance counselors and then rat them out to collect money from the school board while we sue them into oblivion. Up next, apparently teens are holding bags of bleach to their face to change their eye color. This can't be real. But with women blinding themselves getting eye tattoos, anything is possible these days. I see a new TikTok trend coming soon called teens blinding themselves with bleach. Number 21, women are struggling to find men who are tall, good-looking, rich, confident, and willing to date single mothers with multi-ethnic children. And here's what's wrong with all men. It's over for women when you actually have to publish articles like this. Apparently this is a fake article, but we all know that it's highly accurate. Let them marry their cats and have Mr. Frisky pay for Tyrone's African babies. Moving on, Jada Pinkett is pissed off at Will Smith because he's acting like he's single on a yacht outing with Johnny Depp, even though they have technically been separated for 7 years as of last year. She says he's rubbing his single life in her face. He looks so happy, and I guess beautiful things happen when you distance yourself from negativity. She's like most women, they see a man having fun, and they want to try and put an end to that nonsense. And to think that I liked her in Matrix Reloaded. Number 23, the typical American lives only 18 miles from their mother. I wonder if these include both men and women. Most women can't leave far from their sisters and mothers for some reason. Because I guess they're the only other women they can't piss off sufficiently to lose their relationship with. This isn't crazy because something like 90% of people born on Earth are born, die, and live in a 15-mile radius from where they grew up. Up next is Taylor Swift started deleting her social media after this picture of her and Diddy showed up. And by the looks of him, Diddy is all oiled up. I'm sure Swift had some of that baby oil on her washboard behind. Looks like Kelsey is getting sloppy 25ths. With how wrong all of this is, you can almost smell the fire and brimstone coming down on them. Diddy must have pissed off the wrong people for him to get life in prison right now. Number 25 in the last one, we have Calvin Klein ads in 1992 versus 2022. Smells like progress to me. Progress towards ugliness. But we need to stop this because telling fat people they're beautiful is like telling an alcoholic to keep drinking because they're a fun drunk. Only fat people celebrate obesity. There are no skinny or fit people saying, oh man, I wish I was a fat tub of lard. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.